Still to come, Supervisor Angie Carpenter, also Senior Meteorologist Paul Palatak regarding tornadoes in and around what's happening here from a weather standpoint. First, though, let's try and put a bow on things with this New York state budget, and that with the fine senator of the first senatorial, you know, well, Anthony Paloma, nice enough to give us a couple. Senator, great to have you here. You know, it kind of reminded me of a movie I saw called Get Out. Remember Get Out, Jordan Peele, that crazy movie about alteration of minds? That's how I kind of saw it yesterday, with Governor Hochul standing shoulder to shoulder with New York City prosecutors celebrating the reining in of the state's controversial cash bail reforms and boosting funding for gun violence prevention. That's how I kind of saw it yesterday. You know that movie, Get Out? It's amazing to me. Victory laps in store, I guess, for Albany, right? Good to have you.
Well, thanks for having me again, Jay. And, you know, the wrinkle is it's all about optics. You know what I mean? The bail reform fixes nothing. This is number four, remember. We had bail reform, and then we had bail reform, and then we had bail reform in the next budget, and then we had bail reform again, which is the new budget. And it just has been making cosmetic changes. Just to give you the highlights, and I know, and we said it, we even said it on the floor. I led the debate on the big ugly bill, which had everything in it. And I got the sponsor, the chairman of the Codes Committee, to admit that there is no new crime added to the list that's eligible for bail. You can still sell up to 2 ounces of fentanyl, which is enough to kill probably about 1,000 people, 600 people at a minimum, 2 ounces of pure fentanyl. And you cannot be eligible for bail. The judge cannot set bail on a class A2 and lower drug sale, robbery, third degree. Nothing's changed. What they did is strike the least restrictive means and then have some more like convoluted, really more confusing, in my opinion, language that is really just going to probably confuse more judges, but does not give them any more authority than they already have to set bail on crime. So, you know, despite the fact that they're heralding this as an absolute home run and hooray, you know, this is great. And, you know, again, it's at least restrictive means, but the new language is that they will reasonably assure the principal's return to court and the principal's compliance with court conditions. There needs to be essentially an individualized determination warranting that this person. So they have to actually have a hearing. It's really quite, for lack of a better phrase, it's bananas because of Governor Hochul had to say she won. She needed a win. There were commercials running saying that, thank you, Governor Hochul, for fixing bail, long before they even had an agreement. They were being run in March. It's now May, so we're a month late. And she had to say, we did it. Hooray. Everyone is safe. That remains to be seen. But I guarantee you the so-called discretion doesn't exist. There is no dangerousness standard like all 49 states and the federal system have. So these are just things that, you know, it's politics as usual in Albany. Don't worry, everyone. You're safe. We fixed it. They said that the first time. And then they said it the second time. And then they said it on the third iteration of bail reform. What makes you think they're not going to say it now? It's really quite amazing that they do it with a straight face, but it has changed nothing. And, Eric Adams needed a win, so he joined the fray and, you know, this press conference saying, we did it. But why don't we talk to some of the DA's people? Why don't we talk to law enforcement and see if this is a win? And sadly, it remains to be seen. New York is not safer as a result, the bottom line.
Well, it's an absolute disgrace. And you said it right. You know, it's the word dangerousness, right? Judges still, folks, cannot consider a defendant's prospective danger to the community if released back into society. And by the way, that's something that every other state allows. And by the way, Mayor Adams has called for that repeatedly. So I can't understand all the pomp and circumstance yesterday. I really can't. It's ridiculous. It really is what we're seeing here with State Senator Anthony Palumbo. And not only that, but there have been some other situations within this budget as well that are question marks. You know, the charter schools, Senator. You know, it's crazy. But the deal did nothing to change the state. Oh, by the way, one other thing on the bail stuff. Nothing on discovery at all, right? The deal did nothing to change the state's discovery law, which had led to compliance burdens, dropping cases, attrition. You even heard at one point Alvin Bragg called for revisions for crime. If he's calling for a revision, you know that something is going awry, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous. But, you know, a final point there was nothing on that as well, right?
That's correct. There's nothing on discovery. In fact, they mirrored the payments, I think it was $40 million, to the Defenders Association to just say that, well, defense attorneys now have to deal with discovery as well. There's no burden placed as a result of those discovery changes on the defendants. None. They're the ones who were reaping the benefits, yet they still gave a bundle of money to them, thinking that, well, it's got to be fair. If we're giving it to the prosecutors who are dismissing cases, Alvin Bragg said he dismissed more than half of his DWIs due to technical problems. As a result of the discovery changes. So, and for technicalities and technical reasons, meaning noncompliance, he had to toss more than half of the DWI arrest. But there was a new crime added, an A misdemeanor for illegally selling retail marijuana. They raised the cigarette tax by a dollar, and now they have, quote, enforcement proceedings. Will they charge a corporation, big deal, with an A misdemeanor? It's amazing that they rushed to the front of the line. People who were convicted of marijuana-related sales and crimes, they are priority to get the license to sell, and now they're charging them with crimes if they don't do it properly. It's just the hypocrisy. If it weren't so sad and serious, it would be funny. But it's now easier to get marijuana than it is to get cigarettes in New York State, which is an interesting dynamic. But the list goes on.
It's like having a Domino's deliver a pizza to you now. You know, in 30 minutes or less, or it's for free. They are delivering cannabis. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. It really is. Can you imagine? They're delivering pot to your front door now. That's what's happening. As if we don't have a bigger problem with all the fentanyl and the alcohol now. Now cops have the burden of trying to assess a situation of this nature. Unbelievable. Senator Palumbo with us. Getting back to the charter schools, I don't see that as a win for her. The teachers union won for that one, Senator. You know, when her plan to lift the cap on the charters permitting the city reissue some of these defunct charters would have created about 100 or so new city schools, settled for about 14, I believe the number is. She didn't win there. Give me a second as far as the charters are concerned.
Sure. Well, you know, the whole system when it comes to charter schools, it is a mess. And, I mean, charter schools just suck money from our school districts. So I do really understand that. And I'm not just, you know, blindly siding with the teachers' unions on this, that, you know, there needs to be an alternate means of funding because they just, you know, we budget, and that's one of the few really good things in this budget is our education funding. We're obligated morally and constitutionally to fund our school. There's no question about that. And charter schools, if they pop up in your district, they take from that fund. So school districts budget and then they have to pay for students that aren't going to their school. So the kids in the public schools lose services as a result. Charter schools can obviously pick and choose who they want as their student. So they have elite students, and they have very great success rates. You can't argue with the numbers. Well, I get it. But, you know, I have great public schools in my district and on Long Island. We have outstanding teachers and public schools. So funding those is of significant importance. New York City is a problem. The mayor has control of the public schools in the city, and you see their numbers are awful. So that's really the dynamic that needs to play, is that, you know, those schools are underperforming. They don't do what they need to do in some circumstances, as far as, you know, our kids coming out of high school not able to read. Again, doesn't apply to Long Island and many other areas of New York, but in New York City, some of those area schools are terrible. Charter schools, in my opinion, is not the answer. But, you know, we do need to figure out a way to better educate our kids in there. And I know that's really what the charter school proponents will say. Well, you know, for people in these lower income areas, obviously they have good numbers. But just the funding mechanism is broken. So, you know, I know Governor Hochul, I think there are some groups who have a lot of money, who dumped a lot of money into her campaign. So I think that was what she was really pushing for. But, you know, she revived 14 schools that were, you know, previously chartered and, you know, they weren't using their licenses, call them zombies. And, you know, she did what she did. I don't think it's a win. It was a fairly low number, obviously. But the bottom line, my comment on charter schools, is that the funding mechanism is not good for our public schools. So you can't rob from Peter to pay Paul. That doesn't make sense. Particularly out by us, where we have outstanding public schools. And I think in my district, my entire district, which goes from from Stony Brook University, from the Smithtown line to Montauk Point and Orient Point, I think I've won. Because obviously our public schools do the job, and they do it great. So, you know, that's where, you know, it's not really applicable to our district and Long Island, but in the city, that system is broken. There's mayoral control of it. And that education department just needs to be fixed, in my opinion.
Since she wants to keep teachers employed, she wants to reduce public school class sizes, not talking mainly Long Island, of course. But, you know, we do notice enrollment is down in a very big way here. So I don't know. It seems to be a